Thank you for calling customer support. This is Rachel, and may I have your zip code, please, to pull up your account?
46051.
Okay, thank you. And one moment, please. Okay, and if I could also please have your first and last name.
Sherry Jones.
Okay, thank you. One moment, please, while I access your account.
I don't even know who you guys are.
Excuse me. Here we provide customer service to about 400 online companies. But once I access some information, I will be able to be of better assistance.
Okay.
Are you calling in because of an order that was placed?
There's a charge on my checking account for $59.89, and I'm not exactly sure what this is for.
Okay. Okay, I'd be happy to further assist with that. For security purposes, please verify your address.
P.O. Box 127, LaPel, Indiana, 46051.
Okay. Excuse me. Thank you so much for that information. So I have gotten an account located that shows your first and last name as well as your address, and you are calling us about the ByteSub app. And with it, it does show that there was a transaction done May 27th. With the ByteSub app, it provides the customers recipe plans and meal guides to help you to eat and
lead. Oh, no, 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 no. No, no, no. I don't want that. I didn't order that.
Okay, well, before I get you transferred to the fraud department, it means that there was a survey that was done and a contest entered. It shows that a mixer was the item that was offered either to purchase or to win, but ByteSub was in the terms and conditions for the offer. Do you remember the
survey? I have a mixer. I have three mixers. Didn't order no mixer.
Okay, that's fine, ma'am. I can get you transferred to the fraud department. Do you mind please hold
the
line?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Excuse me, ma'am. I do apologize for the wait. I'm still here. I just have to note why I'm getting
That's
transferred.
Fine.
So it'll be a few more minutes. All right. Let's see. Let me get the call set up there.
No, that's fine. I've already turned them over to collections. Thank you. Sorry.
You've already turned the account over to collections?
No, I'm talking to somebody else. I'm at work.
Oh.
I'm a collection agent.
Sorry.
Yeah. It's not bad. Most of the people I deal with are pretty nice and tend to pay.
All right, let's see. I was about to get a little bit confused, so.
No.
Let's see. Just one more thing. All right, so I'm getting you transferred over to the fraud department. They'll be able to further assist there.
Okay.
And Is there anything else I can answer for you?
No, that's good. Thank you.
All right. You are welcome. Let's see what's going on with this. Okay, let me try that again. It just took everything out. That is real smart. Okay, I'm sorry about the delay. Let me start this again.
Okay.
Okay, let's see. I'm about to get there. Let's see, what was that? Go back over all the way to the left. All right, so that was the order number. Okay. All right. So I am giving this another shot here. Yep, it's going through this time. I do apologize for the wait. And
no, you're fine.
Okay. Thank you for calling customer support. Please hold for the transfer.
Uh-huh.